Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara on Daf Samach Zayin, which is a continuation from the Gemara before on Daf Samach Vav Omer Beis. The Gemara brings down the following case. Hai Vast Hiya Akum B'di Yisoh Shaper Domi Yisoh B'da Akum Abaye Omer Asa Rava Omer Moter Abai Amar Asa Reicha Milsehi, Rav Amar Mutter Reicha Lav Milsehi. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and Rava, even if we are to say Reicha Lav Milsehi, but still he's being Nene from the Ayin Esach, and since he's being Nene from the Ayin Esach, that itself is a reason that Bastiha should be Asar. So to answer this kash, we find three basic Mahalchim in the Rishainim. Tesis answers the kash by saying that since the reyach that is yetzei derech hanekev is nichnas b'chizek b'gufay umazikai, for that reason he is not considered a nana. And even though there is hana, but since the hezek outweighs the hana, for that reason there is no iser misham nana, as Tesis proves in the Gemara in Chuan on the Avches Hamanav, that the Gemara says that by a second shavu desar multi wishchit by misham de kokuay rabba al tikunai. And even though he's being nana from the Shechita with a Sakin Shavu Dezara, but since the Hezek outweighs the Hana, for that reason, there is no Isur Mishom Nene. Now, as far as this, Atesis says, that with the Hezek outweighs the Hana, there is no Isur Mishom Nene, we find that the Biskarov explains this, that there is no Isur Mishom Nene, is because the Isur Hana by Avodah Zarah is not like a regular Isur Hana, but rather this Hana by Avodah Zarah, which is based on the Pasuk of Vayidavik B'yadcha Me'umah Min Achirim, is only an iser to be marviach from the Avodah Zarah. And only if he's gaining from the Avodah Zarah is there an iser to be nana. And therefore, we find in the Gemara in Chulin, where the Hezek outweighs the Ana, that for that reason he is not considered, that he's being marviach from the Avodah Zarah, there is no iser to be nana from the Avodah Zarah. And so to Narsogya, since the Reyach Hayayin is nichnas v'gufay v'chizek u'mazikai, and for that reason, the Hezek outweighs the Nene, there is no Revach. And wherever there is no Revach, there is no Isser to be Nene from Avodah Zarah. That is how Tosis explains Pshat in our Gemara. In the Baal Mor, we find that the Baal Mor explains Pshat in our Gemara with a different Mahalach. And the Baal Mor explains this, that there is no Isser Mishum Nene, is because he is not being Mechavin to have Anah, but rather he is only being Mechavin to Yibaydek as Hayayin, Im Yachol as Gayim. And since he is not being mechaven lana, for that reason there is no iser mishum nana. And even if we are to say that there is a psik resha that he will be nana, but still as long as he is not being mechaven lana, there is no iser mishum nana. As we find in the Ran and Chulin, that the Ran and Chulin explains that by yisuri hana, as long as one is not mechaven lana, even where there is a psik resha, there is no iser mishum nana. That is the second mahalach that we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. In Tosfos before in Dafi Beis on a base, it is mashma that Tosfos explains Pshat in our Gemara with the third mahalach. And Tosfos explains this, that if we are to say Reichel Amosa, there is no Isser Mishom Nene, is because since the Hana is coming from the Reach, if the Reach is La Milsa, and the Reach is not considered as if the Reach itself is a Reach Shel Avodah Zarah, then he's being nana from something which is not considered shel Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, there is no iser mishum nana. In order to have an iser mishum nana, one needs to be nana directly from Avodah Zarah. And as long as one is not being nana from something which is considered Avodah Zarah, there is no iser mishum nana. And so too we find in the Chemim Moshe, in Arachim, Simen Tav Mem Ches, that the Bir Halacha brings down in Simen Tav Mem Nun, that the Chavim Moshe says as far as being Meiriach, Pas, Chama, and Pesach, if we are to say Reichel Amnosa by Pas, then there is no Isser to Meiriach, Pas, Chama, and Pesach. And even though the Pas is Aser Ba'ana, but still if we are to say Reichel Amnosa, there is no Isser to be Nene. This, that there is no Isser to be Nene if we are to say Reichel Amnosa, is a chere based on this, that since he's being nana from the Reach, if we are to say that the Reach is not considered as if the Reach itself is Meisuri Ana, then he's being nana from something which is not Aser Ba'ana, And for that reason, one is allowed to meriach paschama on Pesach according to the shita of the Chama Moshe. That is the third mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara. Now, as far as this, Rabbi says that pastia yisal b'da akum is aser. Since we say reicha is milsa, we find a seeming machlokes between Tosis and Arsugya and Tosis before and after base on a base. Tosis and Arsugya explains pshat in the shita Abaye. This Rabbi says the pastia is aser since we say reicha milsa, is because since we say reicha milsa for that reason, it is considered as if he's being shaisa. In other words, according to Tosis, even according to the shita Abaye who says reicha milsa, there is no iser mishum nana. Since there is a hezek taking place, as he mentioned before, b'shem Tosis, since the reach which is yetzei derech hanekev is nichnas v'chozek v'gufay u'mazikai, and for that reason, even according to Abaye, the entire iser is only because he is considered kishoisa. On the other hand, Tosis before in the few base on a base, it is mashma that Tosis explains pshat in the shita Abaye that since according to Abaye we say reicha milsa, for that reason there is an iser mishum nana. Which is Tosis or Shitasi, as he mentioned before, since according to the Shita of Tosis and Afi Beis and Mabeis, this that according to Rav who says Reicha Amolsa, there is no Isra Mishum Nana, is because his Anah is from the Reach, and the Reach itself is not considered Mei Isra Anah. Since the Reach is Amolsa, for that reason Tosis explains that according to Abaye, who holds Reicha is Milsa, for that reason there is an Isra Mishum Nana, since he's being Nana from something, which is considered Mei Isra Anah. On the other hand, according to Tosis and Arsugya, this that there is no Isra Mishum Nana has nothing to do with Reicha Amolsa, but rather this that there is no Isra Mishum Nana is because the Reach is Mazika, and for that reason there is no Revach from Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, Tosis explains Pshat and the Shita Abaye this that according to Abaye it is Osir, is only because we say based on this that Reicha is Mosa, that for that reason he is considered Kishoisa. From Tosis and Arsugya one sees the following chiddush, that besides for the iser to be nana from Yayin Nesach, there is an iser to be shoyse Yayin Nesach as well. Which is learned out from the pasuk in Hazinu that the pasuk says, Asher chilo zvachima yechilo yishtu yei nesicham. That from there we learn out that besides for the iser to be nana from Yayin Nesach, there is an iser to drink Yayin Nesach. And for that reason, Abaye says that since Reicha is Milsa for that reason, it is considered Kishtia. And there is an Iser Shtia even though it is not included in the Iser to be Nana. That is according to Tosis in our Sugya. On the other hand, according to Tosis before and after base on a base, this is according to Abaye. It is also based on this that we say Reicha Milsa. Is because based on this that we say Reicha Milsa, the Reich itself is considered Meisuri Hana of Yayin Nesach. The Reach itself is considered like Yayin Nesach, and for that reason, he's being nene from something which is Aser Bana. For here, there was a tremendous nafkamina between Tosis and Arsugya and Tosis before and after base on a base, as far as how to explain the case of Bastia. According to Tosis and Arsugya, who explains that according to Abaye, it is Aser because it is considered Kishesa. This, that is considered Kishesa, is only if we are to say like we find in the Ran and Chulin, that the case of Bastia is because he's being Shayef the Reach Befiv. And it is because he's being Shayef the Reach Befiv that according to Abaye, he is considered Kishesa. On the other hand, Tosis, before and after base and base, we find that Tosis explains the case of Bastia, that he's being Meiriach the Reach of the Yayim Bechaitmai. And he is not being shayef the reach befiv. This that Tosis before and after base and base explains the case of Astia, that he is being meiriach the reach of the yayin bechaitmai, is Tosis or Shitasi who explains that the iser according to Abaye is because he is being nene from something which is aser bana, and therefore even though one is not being shayef the reach befiv, and therefore does not consider kishesa, but still since he is being meiriach the reach of the Yayin Nesach v'chaitmai that itself is enough to be considered as if he's being nene from the Reach which itself is considered like Yayin Nesach. This that we mentioned, that there is a machlokes between Tosis and Arsugya and Tosis before and after base, if we are to say like Rava that Reicha is la milsa, If that itself is a reason, then one should not have an iser to meriach the reach of yain esach, which is the sheet of Taisus before in Daf Yabeis, or one has to say, as Taisus says in our sugya, that the reason why there is no iser being nene from yain esach is only because the reach is mazikai. Is a chayr based on this, that there is a fundamental machlokes between Taisus and our sugya and Taisus before in Daf Yabeis, as far as how to explain the iser hanah from yain esach. Are we to explain that the Isser Hanah from Yain Esach is like all other Yisuri Hanah? Or are we to explain that the Isser Hanah from Yain Esach, based on this, that there is an Isser to be Marviach from Yain Esach, like we mentioned before, Vishem the Briskerov, as far as the Isser Hanah from Avodah Zarah? Taisus Narsugi understands that the Isser Hanah from Yain Esach is the same as this one is not allowed to be Nene from Avodah Zarah, which is an Isser to be Marviach from Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, Taisus Narsugi understands that even if we are to say Reicha L'Milsa, but still as long as he is being Marviach from Avodah Zarah, that itself is a reason that there should be an Isser to be Nene from the Reach. And for that reason, Taisus Narsugi has to explain that the reason why there is no Isser to be Nene from the Reach is only because the Reach is Nichnas Begufei Bechizek Umazikai. And for that reason, is not considered as if he's being Marviach. On the other hand, Taisus before in Daf Yabeis understands that the Isser Hanah from Yain Esach is like all other Yisuri Hanah. And since the Isser Hanah from Yain Esach is like all other Yisuri Hanah, there is only an Isser Hanah if he's being Nene from the Yain Esach itself. And for that reason, only if you are to say Reicha Milsa, that the Reach itself is considered like Yain Esach, will there be an Isser to be Nene from the Reach? That is the basis of the Machlokes between Taisus and Narsugi and Taisus E4 and Daf Yabeis. In Taisus E4 and Daf Yabeis, in the base, we find that Taisus asks the following kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara before in Daf Yabeis, in the base, says that one is not allowed to be Nene from a Vered Vahada Shalve Dezara. Rabbeinu Tam asks, Mai Ishnoi Bastia Damino Kamon, the Shari Mishum de Reicha Lamelsehi. Rabbeinu Tam answers his kasha by saying, the Shiny Vered Vahadas, the Karai Lo Reicha Kaimi, Vahavi Kmoi Ketores. Ruchari Pshat in this, Rabbeinu Tam says, that wherever it is Kaimi Lo Reicha, even if we are to say Reicha Lamelseh, but still it is Aser, is because Heicha de Kaimi Lo Reicha, then we will say Reicha Lamelseh. And since we will say Reicha Milsa, Heicha de Kaimi Lo Reicha, for that reason, even according to Rava, one will have an Isser, since he's being Nene from something which itself is considered like Avodah Zarah. Since by such a Reach, we will say Reicha Milsa. According to Taisus Narsugi, on the other hand, one can answer the Kash of Rabbeinu Tam by saying that even if we are to say that Heicha de Kaimi Lo Reicha, but still according to Rava, Reicha is La Milsa, but still there is an Isser to Meriach, a Vered V'Hodesh Avodah Zarah, since he's being Nene from the Reach, and therefore he's being Nene from Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, there is an Isser to Meriach, a Vered V'Hodesh Avodah Zarah. In the Achrenim, we find the following Machlokes. What is Halacha if one has something which is Oymid V'Reach, which is only Aser B'Achila? Do we say that since it is Oymid V'Reach, for that reason, there is an Isser to be Meriach, a Reach of something which is Aser B'Achila? Or do we say that this Isser only applies to Yisrei Hanah and not to Yisrei Achila? In the Shulta Gibarim, we find that the Shulta Gibarim says that the Isser L'Reach applies even to something which is only Aser B'Achila. On the other hand, in the Tshuvas HaMunah Shmuah Siman Mem Hei, we find that the Munah Shmuah is Chilek. And the Munah Shmuel says that the Isser only applies to Yisrei Hanah, not to Yisrei Achila. Well, this, that the Shulta Gibarim understands that there is an Isser to Meriach, something which is Oymid L'Reach, even if it is only Aser B'Achila, is because the Shulta Gibarim understands that as far as something which is Oymid L'Reach, then we will say Reicha Milsa. And if we will say Reicha Milsa, then one has a chiddush of our thesis that if one has Reicha Milsa, it is considered Kesheisa. And since it is considered Kesheisa, for that reason there is an Isser even by something which is only aser b'achila. This, that Emunah Shmuel argues, is because Emunah Shmuel understands that according to the Shita of Artesis, who is Mechadesh, that if we are to say Reichanosa, then it is considered Keshesa. One does not have to say the Chiddush of Tesis before and after your base, that as far as something which is Emun or Reach and Ukuyamu, we say Reichanosa. But rather, one can say that the reason why there is an Isser Timei Reach is because he's being Nene from Yisuri Hana, and therefore the Isser only applies to Yisuri Hana, and after something which is only Aser Bachila. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Emunah Shmuel. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Emunah Shmuel is by saying that this that we find in our thesis, that based on Reichanosa for that reason it is considered Keshesa, is not because there is a Maisa Shtia taking place, but rather, as we find in the Biskurov, in his Kuntras Anuma, that the Biskurov explains this, that we say that based on Reichanosa is considered Keshesa, is because with this, that the Reach was Nichnas Begufay, that itself is considered as if the Reach was Nechal V'nishtes Etzli, since the Reach was absorbed Begufay. But no Maisa Shtia took place, and since no Maisa Shtia took place, for that reason, as far as something which is only Aser Ba'achila, there is no Iser to Meriach, something which is only Aser Ba'achila, since being Meriach by itself is not considered a Maisa Shtia. From the Shulta Giborim one sees a tremendous Chiddush, as we find so too in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, that this Atesa says, that according to Abaye, who holds Reichanosa that is considered Keshesa, one does not need to say like the Ran, that in order to be considered Keshesa, one needs to be Shayach Befeh, but rather, even by being Meiriach, it is also considered Keshesa. And the Shulta Giborim understands that it is considered a Maisa Shtia as well, since it is a Derech to be Meiriach, a Reach of something which is Kaimi L'Reicha. For that reason, the Maisa of being Meiriach itself is considered K'maisa Shtia, and for that reason, the Shulta Giborim understands that it is Aser even by something which is only Aser B'Achila. In the Marsha and our Tesis, and so too is Mashmos of Tesis for the Yamascha Rava Omer, we find that the Marsha explains that there are two ways how to explain the Shita of Rava, who says Reicha L'Melsa. In the Gemara in Psachim, on the Tanya Vav and Mebeis, we find that the Gemara brings the following machlokes between Rav and Levi. If we say Reicha Melsa, or we say Reicha Lav Melsa, in a case that someone was Sela, Basar Shamein, in Basar Nevela, that according to Rav, the Basar Shamein is Aser, since we say Reicha Melsa. According to Levi, on the other hand, the Basar Shamein is Mutter, since we say Reicha Lav Melsa. Tesis explains that both Rav and Levi can be going b'shitas Rava, and even though Rava says Reicha Lav Melsa, but there are two ways in which one can explain this, Rava says Reicha Lav Melsa. According to Levi, this Rava says Reicha Lav Melsa is because Reach is not considered like the Ayin Nesach itself, and for that reason so too we will say that the Reach of Basar Nevela is not considered like the Basar Nevela itself. And for that reason, Levi is Mater. According to Rav, on the other hand, who says that Basar Shomen should solve in Basar Nevela, the Basar Shomen is Aser, since we say Reicha Melsa, this, that according to Rav, still Rav says that Reicha Melsa, and for that reason, Bastia is Mater, is because this, that Rav says Reicha Melsa, is not that we say that the Reach is not considered like the Ayin Nesach itself, but rather this, that we say Reicha Melsa, is because since the Reach is Mazika, for that reason, it is not considered Keshesa. In other words, in order for us to say that by being Meiriach, it is considered as if he's being Shesa, one needs that he's being Meiriach, something that the Reach is not Mazikai. If he's being Meiriach, something that the Reach is Mazikai, then we can no longer consider it Keshesa. And for that reason, we say Reicha Lav Melsa. Those are the two mahalchim with which one can explain Pshat v'shitas Rava. In Rashim Sachim, on the fine Vavim Abbas, and so we find in the Rif and Chun and Perak Adanasha, both Rashi and the Rif explain that from this, that we pass like Rava, that we say Reicha Lav Melsa, For that reason, so too we will paskin oikwevi, that the basar shaman is mutter, since we will say reicha la'melsa, and therefore even though he was seila basar shaman in bas nevela, but still the basar shaman is mutter. In the riff we find that the riff goes on to say that even though we paskin oikwevi, but still one has alacha of Rav Kana that pasha afa matzli also wa achla bakutach. And even though we say reicha la'milsa, is because Levi himself, like a shari hachin eladiavid, the Levi shatzoi kamar, voy omer tzoyun uchatchila. Voy dai pasha afa matzli kivin de sharia bochud voy kotcha havu yakadaver she yeshwe matirin. V'chodaver she yeshwe matirin afilu be'elef voy batel. V'chodaver she echad be'elef kareicha ba'omahu. From the riff one sees the following chiddush, that even if we are to say reicha la'milsa, but still there is a mashahu, and there is a mashu of iser in the reyach, and since there is a mashu of iser in the reyach, for that reason l'chatchila, one is not allowed to be tzila, and so too based on the lach of davar sheyeshu matirin, we will say, that heicha sheyeshu matirin, we do not rely on the heter of reicha la'milsa. This, that the Rav says, that even if you are to say reicha la'milsa, but still it is considered as if one has a mashahu, is not a mashahu as far as the kamos of the iser, but rather it is a mashahu as far as the eichos of the iser is concerned. And for that reason, only l'chatchila do we say that one cannot be tzila, basar shamin in basar nevela, and so too, only based on the halacha of davar sheyesh matirin do we say that l'chatchila one should stay away from a mashahu of iser. But still there is a heter timei riach bastia, if one needs to check if the yain is roy l'eskayim or not, since all one has is a mashahu of iser, and a mashahu of iser is not aser. That is l'chir what comes out from the shita of the rif. Now getting back to our Tesis again, Tesis explains that according to Abaye this, the Bastia is Aser, since we say Reicha Milsa, is because we are Chashvinon Lei Kesheise. And Tesis goes on to say, Avoin Weimer de Chashvinon Nene, Dim Kein my Porach Mikomen Shal Truma Shenichnas Reicha Pashal Yisrael, Shani Truma de Shario Yisrael Ba'ana She'ena Shal Kiloi, Ki Hacha Duleika Ala Reicha. Now everyone has to understand, even if we are to say like Tesis explains, that according to Abaye, Chashvino Lekesheisa, why is that a reason that the Pas should be Aser if the Pas has the Reach of Kemoin? Well, he is not coming to be Sheisa the Reach by either being Sheif as a Reach Befiv or by being Meriach as a Reach, but rather he is coming to eat the Pas, and therefore why should the Pas be Aser if the Pas happens to have the Reach of Kemoin Shal Truma? So to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to Tesis, one has to say as follows, that even according to Tesis and our Sugya, the Machlekes between Abaye and Rav is a Machlekes if the Reach is considered like the Guf of the Yayin Nesach or not. And only if the Reach is considered like the Guf of the Yayin Nesach will we consider as if he's being Sheisei Yayin Nesach. This Rava argues, and Rava says that since we say Reicha la'milsa for that reason, Bastia is mutter, is because Rava understands that since Reicha la'milsa, for that reason it cannot be considered Kesheisa, since he's being Meriach, something which itself is not considered like Yayin Esach. And since the basis of the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava is itself a Machlokes, if the Reach is considered like the Guf HaDavar or not, for that reason, our Gemara understands that so too, according to Abaye, who holds Reicha Milsa, that the Reach is considered like the Guf HaDavar, for that reason the Pas should be Aser if it has the Reach of Kemoin, since it is considered as if Truma is Mu'uriv in the Pas Shal Chulin. And since it is considered as if the Guf HaTruma is Mu'uriv in the Pas Shal Chulin, for that reason the Pas should be Aser. That is the Chir Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of our Tesis. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following memra of Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kosha Taimai, Umamoshe Osir Velaikin Olav. Vizel Kazayas Victea Hues Pras. Time may by Mamoshe Osir Velaikin Olav. Now to explain Pshat. In the Memra of Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Chanan, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi and Chuan on the Tzadiches and Rebbeis proves from Rabbi Chanan that Rabbi Chanan holds that Tam is not considered ke'ikur min ha'Torah. And since Tam is not considered ke'ikur min ha'Torah, for that reason Rabbi Chanan says that time wave way mamash is aser ve'ein leiken olav. That is the shita of Rashi and Chuan. Tosis Narasugi on the other end argues on Rashi, and Tosis Narasugi understands that Rabbi Chanan's shita is that Tam is ke'ikur min ha'Torah. This, according to Rabbi Chanan, even though Tam Kikur is Minatera, but still the Halach is Taim Mevoi Mamashi, Aser Vein Leiken Olav, we find that Tesis brings down a number of Mahalchim. One of the Mahalchim is this, that Tesis brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Chaim, that even though Rabbi Chanan's Tam Kikur Minatera, but still Taim Mevoi Mamashi, is referring to a case of Pachas Mikazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras. And since it was Nasarev, Pachis Mikozayis Vikdeach, he was passed for the reason that Allah is Aser Vein Leiken Olav. Rabbeinu Tam brings down the Rimor Leans, who explains Pshat and Argamor with a different Mahalach. And the Rimor Leans explains this according to Rabbi Chanan. Time Mevoi Mamashi is Aser Vein Leiken Olav, is because even though Rabbi Chanan cheated, a Tam is Ke'ikum Natera, but still, Ein Leiken Olav. Tosis goes on to bring Rishim Rabbeinu Tam another Mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam explains this according to Beichon, Taimai Weimah Moshei is also Vein Leiken Olav, is referring to Min B'minai. By Min B'minai, it is also Vein Leiken Olav. That is the third Mahalach that Tosis brings down Rishim Rabbeinu Tam. So again, according to Rashi, Pshat and Beichon is because Beichon holds Tam is Lav Kekrim Natayah. On the other hand, according to Tesis, even though according to Beichan, Tam is Kekar Minatera, but still, Lavach will be Taim Leivoy Mamash is Aser Vein Leiken Olav. Now, Chayon has to understand according to Rashi, if the Shita of Beichan is this, that we say Tam is not considered Kekar Minatera, if so, how are we to explain Pshat and this Beichan and says, Kosha Taim Leivoy Mamash is Aser Vein Leiken Olav? Chayon, according to Beichan, even if one has Taim Leivoy Mamash, but still Tam Ke'ikar is Lav Minatera. So to explain Pshat in this, Rabbi Chanan says, Kosha Taimei Mamashi Aser Vein Olav. According to the Shita of Rashi, who explains that according to Rabbi Chanan, Tam is not considered Kekar Minatayah, can be explained with a number of Mahalchim. The VCA Yosef Niradea Simon Sadiches explains Pshat in our Gemara according to Rashi as follows, that Taimei Mamashi is referring to a case when as Kazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras. If one has a Kazayas Shalisa Vikdei Achilas Pras, then we will say, Taimei umamashei aser v'leiken olav. And even though according to Rabbi Chanan, Tam is not considered kekar minatera, but still we will say, aser v'leiken olav. This according to Rabbi Chanan, we say, Taimei umamashei is aser v'ein leiken olav, since according to Rabbi Chanan, Tam is not considered kekar minatera, is referring to a case when it's less than a kazayis v'kdei achilas pras, which is similar to the shita of Rabbi Nuchayim that we mentioned before. Just Rashi understands that if we are to say Tam Kekar Minatera, one does not need to have a Kazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras. On the other hand, according to Rabbeinu Chaim, even if we are to say Tam Kekar Minatera, but still one needs a Kazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras. That is one machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim according to the Mahalach of the Beis Yosef. Another machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim according to this Mahalach is as far of a Kazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras is concerned. According to Rashi, if one has a Kazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras, one does not need the Halacha of Tam Kikur, but rather even without the Halacha of Tam Kikur, but still the Halacha will be Aser V'Leiken Olav. On the other hand, according to Rabbeinu Chaim, one needs the Halacha of Tam Kikur, even if one has a Kazayas Vikdei Achilas Pras. We'll hear the basis of this machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim is because Rashi understands that even without the halacha of Tam Kikur, but still it is Poshet, that the Isser is not nispatel as long as one has Tam. And Tam itself, even if we are to say Tam is not considered Kikur Minatera, is enough that the Isser should not be nispatel. The Isser is Nikur in the Taruvah, since it is Nisan Tam in the Taruvahs. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Chaim argues, and Rabbeinu Chaim understands that if not for the halacha of tam kikar, the iser will be nisbatzo. And either we will say that only based on the halacha of tam kikar do we say that the iser is not nisbatzo, like we find by Rabbi Chaim in Hochas Machos Asuris, or one can say that the halacha of tam kikar was nischadish a new iser of tam, and a tam of a davar aser is aser. That is as far as one of the machlokes in between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim. Now, as far as the other machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chaim, if we are to say tam keker min ha-teref one is loike, even if pachas min gezayis with the achilas pas was an sarev beheter, we'll hear that machlokes is dependent upon how to understand the halacha of tam keker. Rashi understands that the halacha of tam keker is because we say that based on the chiddush of tam keker, the heter itself, which has a tam of iser, is neshapech le'iser. And for that reason, one is loike, even if pachas mekazayis with the achilas pras was nesarev. We'll hear this, Rabbeinu Chaim argues on Rashi, because Rabbeinu Chaim understands that the chiddush of tam keker was only a chiddush as far as hilchas betel is concerned. But we do not say that based on tam keker, the heter is neshapech le'iser. And for that reason, if one has pachas mekazayis with the achilas pras, one will not be loike. But if one looks carefully at the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim, one clearly sees that Rabbeinu Chaim agrees to Rashi that the halacha of tam keker is a halacha that the heter is neshapech le'iser. And for that reason, Rabbeinu Chaim says that if one has a kazayis with the achilas pras shenesarev, then one will be loike al kol kazayis v'kazayis. And even though one did not eat a kazayis le'iser, but still based on this that we say tam keker for that reason, the heter was neshapech le'iser, and for that reason one is like al kol kazayis v'kazayis. But now one has to understand, if even according to Rabbeinu Chaim, one sees Rabbeinu Chaim agrees that based on the halacha of tam keker we will say that the heter is neshapech le'iser, if so, what is pshat in this, that Rabbeinu Chaim differentiates between kazayis v'kdei achilas pras, and pachas mikazayis v'kdei achilas pras. Just like by kazayis v'kdei achilas pras, we say that based on the halacha of tam keker, the heter is neshapech le'iser, so too we should say that by pachas mekazayis v'kdei achilas pras, the heter is neshapech le'iser. So to explain pshat, Rabbeinu Chaim Ochir, one has to say, the Rabbeinu Chaim understands that this, that we say that the heter is neshapech le'iser, is dependent upon the iser itself, and pachas mekazayis v'kdei achilas pras, which is only a chatzi shir, is missing an iser. A chatzi shir shel iser is not considered a complete iser. And since it is not considered a complete iser, for that reason, even if we will say tam keker and the heter is neshapech l'iser, but the heter will be neshapech l'iser with the same level of iser as the chatzi shir itself, which is not considered a complete iser. And for that reason, the lach will be aser ve'ein loiken olav. This, the Rashi argues, is because Rashi understands that the chesaron of chatzi shir is not because we are missing in the iser, but rather we are just missing in the amount of iser that one needs to eat in order to be loike. But as far as the iser itself is concerned, there is nothing missing. All one is missing is a shir and a chila that one needs in order to be loike. And therefore, if we will say that based on the halacha of tam keker, the heter is neshapech le'iser, now one has a shir of iser, and for that reason the halacha will be aser v'loiken, if we are to say tam ke'iker min ha-teriyah. So again, the Beis Yosef explains pshat in our Gemara according to Rashi that the chiluk between taimai u'mamashai and taimai v'mamashai is the chiluk if one has kazayis with the achilas pras, or one has pachas mikazayis v'kdei achilas pras. In the Achrinim we find two other mahalchim as far as how to explain taimai u'mamashai and taimai v'mamashai according to the Shita of Rashi. The Minchas Kohen explains the difference between taimai u'mamashai and taimai v'mamashai is a chiluk if the gofa iser is be'en, and the gofa iser is not nimayach, which is the case of taimai u'mamashai. Taimai v'mamashai is referring to a case of the gofa iser was nimayach. And in such a case, that the gofa iser was nimayach l'alach will be aser ve'ein loiken olav. In the Nachos Dabra and Sotu we find is mevor in Rashi and Zvachim on the Tzadi Zayin or a base. The Nachos Dabra explains that the difference between taimai v'mamashai and taimai v'mamashai is a difference if the mamoshes of the Issa was nisara beheter, or the mamoshes of the Issa was not nisara beheter, but rather all one has is a tamo iser shnisara beheter. This that we say koshatayim mamoshe also we can know of is only if the mamoshes of the Issa was nisara beheter. Taimoy v'yamoshe is referring to a case that the mamoshes of the Issa was not nisara beheter. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat. In this, how he mentioned before, b'shem the minchas kohen, and so do we find in the Goyin in Shnei Solyo and Chala Perakim and Mishnah Zayin, that the difference between Taimoy v'yamoshe and Taimoy v'yamoshe is a difference if the Issa was nimayach or not. As we mentioned before, l'chayah from Rashi one clearly sees that the chiddush of tam kirka was not this, that since it is nice and tam, for that reason it is not nispato, but rather that halacha itself we know misfara. The chiddush of tam kirka is only as far as this that we say, that the heter is nishapech le'iser. And therefore, just like if one has taimei u'mamoshe, the halacha is, the misfara we say that the iser is not nispato, so too by nimayach we should say the misfara, the iser is not nispato, since we have the tam of the Isser. So to answer this kasha, okay, one has to say, as we find in the Mefarshim, that according to Rashi, this the Misfar we will say, that even though tam is lav kikim natira, but still it is not nispato, is not because we say that since there isn't a sinus tam for that reason, it is considered as if it is not betaruvis, and the Isser is be'en, but rather, since it is nikar b'taymei for that reason, it has a chashivos. And because of its chashivos for that reason, it is not nispato. Based on this, one can say that since this, that if it is nikar b'taymei, it is not nispato, is not because of the heker, but rather it is because of its chashivos, in order for it to have a chashivos, that it should not be nispato, that is only as long as it was not nimayach. Once it was nimayach, it no longer has a chashivas, and for that reason it will be batel. With this, Nachli Dvash goes on to answer the kasha we find in the Nachas David. In Rashi and Chuin, on the Tzadiches on the base, we find that Rashi explained that even if tam is not ke'ikrim natira, but still one needs the halach of bitul b'roiv. From Rashi, the Chavastas and Simon Kofes of Cotton Base proves that even if we are to say that tam is not ke'ikr minatira, but still, the tam itself is aser. And since the tam itself is aser, for that reason one needs the halacha of bitul b'roiv in order to mevatel the tam which is aser. And so we find in Reb Kiviger, in Chun and Av Chesem Ebeis. The Nachas David asks, if we are to say b'shitas Rashi, that even if tam is lav ke'ikr minatira, but still, since the tam itself is also for that reason one needs the halacha bitul b'roiv, how can the tam be batel? Just like Rashi understands by taimei u'mamoshe, this that the mamoshe is not batel is misfara even without the halacha of tam kikr minatira, so we should say that the tam itself is not batel, since the tam is nikr. Based on the previous you said, one can explain Rashi as follows, that this Rashi understands the misfara, if the tam is nikr, it is not batel, is not because it is considered as if the Isser itself is be'en, but rather it is alochon hilches chashivos, that based on this, if the tam is nikar for that reason, it has a chashivos, a machmas chashivusei, it is not batel. And in order to have a chashivos, one needs taimai u'mamoshai, only something which has a mamoshas, do we say that based on this, that the tam is nikar, for that reason, the mamoshas has a chashivas, and the mamoshas will not be nispato. That is how the Nachli Dvash answers the kasha of the Nachas David on the Shita of Rashi. In the Rashbin Chulin, on the Tzadiches, we basically find that the Rashba brings the following right to Rashi. From this, that we learned in Pesachim, and that from Daudam and Aleph. If one has shtei kupais, achar shel chun v'achar shel truma, v'ofnein shnei soin, achar shel chun v'achar shel truma, v'nafu eilu teichilu mutarin, shani oimer chun o teichu nafu, and truma o teich truma nafal. On this thing, Marim Sachem asks, v'amret kazayis v'teichilas pras teraisa amaya minan shani oimer. Why do we assume that the chun fell into chun and the truma fell into truma, if we are to say that kazayis v'teichilas pras teraisa? Rashbi asks, if we are to say Tam Ke'ikar Min HaTorah, it is mochrach that we are referring to a din d'arayisa. So from there, the Rashi proves a lavish mamina tam ke'ikar lav d'arayisa. Now, okay, one has to understand pshat in the raya of the Rashba. Okay, over there, one has taimai uma mashai. Am I taimai uma mashai? Even according to Rechon, the halacha is taimai uma mashai is aser v'leikin olav. So to explain pshat in the Rashba, okay, one has to say as follows. That from the Rashba, one sees the following chiddush. That this that we say misfara taimai uma mashai is aser v'leikin olav. And the iser is not nisbatzo. Is itself because the heter is neshapech le'iser, and this that the heter is neshapech le'iser is misfora, even without the makar of tam ke'iker. And since in order for us to say that the iser is not nisbatel, one needs that the heter is neshapech le'iser, in order for the heter to be neshapech le'iser, one needs that the heter is makabel tam from the iser. But as far as the Gemara Psachim, that we are talking about yavish b'yavish, and the heter is not makabel tam from the iser, for that reason, we cannot apply the rule of taimai uma mashai is aser v'leikin olav. Based on the Rashba, one can say that since this, that the heter is not nisbatel, is only because we say that the heter itself is nishapech l'iser. This, that the heter is nishapech l'iser, is only if the iser has a chashivos. As long as the iser has a chashivos, then we will say that the heter is nishapech l'iser. But if the Isra itself does not have a chashivas, for example, if the Isra itself was nimayach, then we will not say that the heter is nishapech l'iser, and for that reason one will have the halacha of bitzel. And for that reason, so too one can say, that if one has pachas mikazayis v'kteh achilas pras, even though misfor we will say that the heter is nishapech l'iser, but still by pachas mikazayis v'kteh achilas pras, the heter will not be nishapech l'iser, since the Isser itself is missing in its chashivos. This, according to Rashi, if we are to say Tam Kikr Minatir, then even Pachas and Kazayis with the Echilas Pras, when is Loikal Kol Kazayis for Kazayis, is because according to the Mandomer Tam Kikr Minatir, this that the Heter is Neshapech Le'Isser, as we find in Rashi and Psachim, is not because we say that since one has a Taruvus of Heter and Isser, and the Isser is nice and tam and the Heter, for that reason we consider the entire Teruvus as a Dabar Aser, but rather this that we say, that the Heter is Nishapech L'Isser, is only based on the fact that the Heter has the Tam O Isser. And it is a Tam O Isser which is Mahapech, the Heter Lies Aser. And for that reason we do not need the Chashivas of the Isser, in order that the heter should be nishapech l'iser based on this, that the heter has a tam of iser. That is a chira, the mahalech, according to the Rashba b'shitas Rashi. In the Sefer Nachli Dvash we find that the Nachli Dvash goes a step further, and the Nachli Dvash explains that if we are to say pshat in Rashi is based on this, that the heter is nishapech l'iser, and only if the heter is nishapech le'iser do we say that the iser is not nisbatzel. This, that if one has taimai v'ma moshe, which as an Al-Chastavit explains, is referring to taimai without a moshe shal iser, then the halacha is that the tam is batzel. And we do not say that the heter is nishapech le'iser, is because al tam l'chod o'shayech kval iser achila kivan du davar she'im b'mamish. And since our tam l'chod o'shayech kol iser achila, since the tam itself is considered davar shein b'mamish, and for that reason the entire nidin is only that we should say that the heter which is yesh b'mamish should be nishapech l'iser machmas the tam, since the tam by itself is not a self-standing iser, since the tam by itself is a davar shein b'mamish, for that reason the tam cannot be mahapech the heter liyais aser. Based on this, we can go back to this that we mentioned before, b'shem of the Rif, that the Rif says that even though we pass ken reicha la'milsa, but still pasha ofer matzli, there is an iser la'ocha b'kutach, since it is a davar sheish matirin, which afilu be'elef le'bato. As we mentioned before, the Ran asks, based on this that we say reicha la'milsa, that is the reason behind the heter of bastia. if even where we are to say Reicha Nosa, but still one needs Bitzel, if so, what is the heter of Bastia? Based on this, what we mentioned before, one can explain Pshat and the Rif as follows. That if we are to say Reicha Nosa, then if all one has is a Reich by itself, the Reich by itself is considered a Dover She'ein by Mamish. And a Dover She'ein by Mamish cannot be Aser. And for that reason, Bastia is Mutter. This that one needs Bittel is only if one has an Eichel that was Mekabel or Reach of a Dover Aser. Then now one has a Dover Sheish Bei Mamish, which has a Reach Shel Iser. Now one needs Alacha Bittel, and for that reason we will say that Dover Sheyesh Matirin is not Bottle. And the entire Dover Hamutter is now Nidain Achar HaReach. And if the Reach is Aser, then the entire Dover HaMutter has the same halacha as the Reach. That is how the Nachli Dvash answers the kasha of the Nachlas David and answers the kasha of the Ran on the Rif.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.